It's Next Gen Farmers Day, brought to you by Wilkinson Independent Grocers in Delhi. I got to speak with Aaron McQueen of the AA Crop Company, and we spoke about some of the high-tech changes he's doing on his farm.
So I farm in Fisherville, and we have a corn, soybean, wheat rotation, and try to maintain a strict rotation to maintain the soil health and reduce erosion and things like that. One of the ways we're using technology on the farm is implementing drones. And so as recently as 2 weeks ago, we did a trial using a drone to spread fertilizer on the field. And the reason this is attractive is sometimes the field's very wet and we're unable to drive a ground unit through the field. And so a drone would allow us to apply whatever we want. I would say the test was successful, although the scale of the drones right now is a little smaller than we'd like commercially, but it's definitely a technology that is going to be useful in coming years.
Do you hire someone to fly these drones, or are you now a drone pilot?
I am a drone pilot, although in this case, I got a company to come in, and it was a trial, so it was kind of me working with them, trying to help them improve their technology as well. And so the company out of Hamilton, and this is what they're doing, is basically focusing on agriculture and drones.
Interesting. So how many drones do you have in the air at one time?
So in this case, we were just running one to spread the fertilizer. Definitely there are cases, especially in the U.S. where it's more widely adopted, where you're using two in tandem to get the job done quicker.
How much fertilizer can a drone carry?
So the how much they carry is kind of the issue. So right now, you're limited to, say, depending if it's liquid or dry product, like 10 gallons or about 50 kilograms. And that's compared to kind of the ground units we're used to that would carry, 1,000 or 1,600 gallons. So that's where right now the technology is, there's just a bit of a difference on the scale. Definitely it's starting to fit a niche that we want to be able to sometimes get in a field when it's too wet or there's another problem.
Do the drones give you an advantage for accuracy?
I would say today, no. Although as the drone technology, like we got to realize the drone technology is, I would say, very in its infancy stage right now. In 5 years, I believe it's going to look a lot different. And potentially there could be improved accuracy. Potentially, yes.
We talked previously about AI that you were using. Can you go over that a little bit for us?
Yeah, so one application where we have utilized AI is again with a drone and using it to count corn plants. Traditionally when you plant a corn field, you're going to plant somewhere around, say, 32,000 seeds in an acre, and often you'll go up by hand and see how many actually come up and emerge, where I'd say in the last 5 years there's been drone technology implemented where the drone will fly over the field and actually do the counts for you. And where AI comes into that is the more the drone and the program flies, the more acres it flies, the better it continues to get at identifying what a corn plant is and how it should look. And I would say compared to, I started using that technology probably 4 years ago and it was okay, but not great, where now it's actually getting quite good.
Do you have an estimate on how much time that would save you?
So let's say I could probably fly a 100-acre field, I would say likely in 20 minutes with a drone. There is a bit of processing time on the back end, although that is getting reduced as well. And that will do, depending on how you set it, dozens of counts, where it would take me probably almost an hour to do a dozen counts in that field by hand. It's taking longer and we're actually getting less data doing it manually. The limitation of the technology is it'll tell you how many are there and if there's, what we'd say a stand reduction or some aren't there. The problem is the drone picture can't tell you why that is. And so the person still has to go, is there an insect issue? Is there a crusting issue? And so that is the limitation of technology. It can definitely tell you things are wrong, but it's not telling you what's wrong, and the person still has to go ground truth what the issue is.